to our own detriment, we live in a society that does not esteem and honor its elderly and listen to its elderly like it should. But the Bible economy says it's a wise person that listens not to the peers of youth, but to the elderly person. Amen. I appreciate this time, and we're hearing from different of our ministers in the summer. And tonight we have the privilege to hear from one of our elders, Brother Rose. I've met Brother Rose, I guess, a little over 30 years ago when they brought one of their daughters to Bible school, and he's never changed. He's never varied. Isn't that something to be said in that? Aren't you thankful for people like that in the church that are just steady, unchanging in their faith? And Brother Rose is coming to share tonight. Brother Rose, would you come and share? Let's open our hearts and hear what God has to say to us tonight. And I say that with all esteem, but let's listen. Let's learn to listen. Amen. I'm looking from the young people across. Let's learn to listen to our elders. I'm saying that for a lot of reasons, because it won't be long that I'm right that close, so I'm preparing you for it there. So,
thank you, man. Thank you, Pastor. Well, it's a great privilege to be up here this evening, and I'm thankful. You know, I want to just talk a little bit here, a few minutes before I get to my scripture. You know, I look at these young people, and I'm just so thankful for them. You know, I'd like to encourage them. You know, 66 years ago, I was sitting in their position. That's when I got saved, 66 years ago. And I tell you this, God hasn't changed. You know, I think young people, you've got privileges that I never got to experience. I didn't get to go to Sunday school until I was 16 years old. A lot of people didn't believe in Sunday school down in Kentucky. But I'm thankful that Sunday school is so important part of the church. And you can be thankful, young people, and I'd encourage you, go forward for God. Amen. I tell you, it's not been an easy road for me. I've had a lot of temptations along the way, but God has taken me through, and I've traveled far and near. I've traveled on the land, I've traveled on the sea, I've traveled in the air, all over some of the rugged country of Korea, Japan, and Jerusalem. I thought about, you know, when Pastor Hurst asked me to speak tonight, I thought about how that Jerusalem is being surrounded by their enemies. They'd love to destroy them now and get rid of the whole bunch. But Jerusalem has had a rough time over the years. I've been studying, reading through the Bible, of course, the Old Testament, the things that they had to go through, what they went through. But you know, the Israelites, they kept going back, going back, going back. God would forgive them, bring them in, but then they'd go back into that same old routine, worshiping false gods. But I'm glad to say that I'm worshiping a live God, a real God. He's alive today. And I thank God, you know, you look at me tonight. This is a miracle standing here. 71 years ago, I was given up to die. But thank God, God healed me within 30 minutes after I got prayed for. I'd love to tell this story. I know I've told it, I don't know how many times, but I just told it to a guy I was working for this week. What God had done, he raised me up. raised a wife from the dead, and I cannot begin to think how great God is. And I'd like to say this, you know, when I was in service, when I was in Korea, I was headed for the front line. But things changed. I got sick, and I ended up back in Japan. I'm so thankful. I still feel that God had a plan in where He sent me, where I was to go. And I just thank God for salvation. And 62 years ago, I came to this church for the first time down on Crown and Loam Avenue when my wife, my fiance at that time, invited me to hear her speak. And the Lord has brought me through thus far. But when Pastor asked me to speak, I thought of what can I talk about. I feel myself a poor speaker. But only thing I could come to and couldn't get away from it was the 24th chapter of Matthew. And I got quite a few scriptures I would like to read. Bobby's kind of scattered with them, but I wanted to read some of these because the Lord is coming back. Yes. Now, some people may think, well, He's not come yet. You know, I was looking for Him 66 years ago. I'm still looking for Him. He hasn't come, but He's coming soon. I feel more sooner than ever we thought. From the signs of the time that Jesus tells us about, God is coming back. And it means much for us to be ready. Now, don't play around. Don't let Satan black your mind, get you to thinking different that the Lord isn't coming, whether you're old, whether you're young. Don't let the devil hinder you. Keep on going. Put your fist in his face and tell him, I'm going for Jesus. No matter what this world does, I'm going on. I'm determined. I'm not there yet. I'm almost 81 years old. But I'm not there yet. If I fell up, I'm going to be lost after all these years. Let's be careful. Draw closer. Keep your arms around Jesus, and He'll keep His arm around ours. Don't ever turn loose of that hand. I'm going to start here at the first verse and just read about 3 or 4 verses, and then I'll go someplace else. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and His disciples came to Him for to shew Him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as He sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto Him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and that shall be the sign of the coming and of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So you can be seated. I'll be reading some more scriptures, but I thought this one sentence here, take heed that no man deceive you. That is so important this day and time that we're living. Don't let somebody come and tell you different for what's in the Word of God. If something don't is seems not right, if the enemy tells you, young people or old people, to do something that seemingly is not good, you better stay away. Better stay away.
Yes,
sir. So I'm just so thankful that we can depend on the Word of God. If we watch, read, study, we can know that we're right, as long as we live by the Word of God. And Jesus answered, and well, I'll read there. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not near. This, the day that we're living in, we've already heard of so many wars and pestilence that's taken place, and certainly we must be ready. But I'm going to go on down. Jesus used the illustration here of Noah. It said, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, know not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Yes.
And, you know, in the days of old Noah, the people, they didn't believe what Noah was preaching to them. But he preached, he didn't give up, he preached, and the Lord gave him the plan for the ark, told him to build the ark, and certainly that's what he did. He worked and he preached on and on until the ark was finished. But it never rained before on this earth. But when the but he came, the flood came, and the people were all drowned. They were cast away, but they wouldn't listen. Today, we're living in a time when people are not listening to the Word of God. They are going against the precious Lamb of God. They think they can do anything, say anything, criticize, and what have you, and still be saved. But we've got to go by the Word of God, live holy and righteous before Him. And certainly that's what we need to do, we've got to do, if we make it to heaven. Now, I know I'm not an expert on the coming of the Lord, but what I've seen, where I've been, certainly I know in my heart that the Lord is coming. And I do want to encourage everyone that's in this audience today, plus everybody else, to keep your heart and your mind right with the Lord. You can't, I don't know about you, but I'd hate to be in a certain places when the Lord come. May not seem harmful, but if we don't put the Lord first, seek you first, the kingdom of God, and it shall come unto you. But that's certainly what I want to do, is put God first in my life. Now you may say, well, I'm doing my best. If you're doing your best, you're doing good. Or your best may be better than what you're doing. You might be kind of telling a little false. I got to be careful when I say I'm doing my best. And certainly I want to do my best for the Lord and let Jesus know from my heart. You know, God, He created us. He created man in His own image. And certainly we need to. But the man, he gave man a heart and a conscience, and he asked them to do certain things, not to eat of one tree in that garden. He put them in a beautiful place. But what happened? Eve, this old serpent, came talking to Eve and got her to do evil. And of course, ended up with Adam took of the fruit, and they was down the rest of the time. So we need to be careful that we don't let the enemy come in and entice us with something that looks good. So it's not always good when it looks good.
Yes, sir.
So let us keep our heart and our mind right. Let us realize, keep it in mind, that God is still sitting on the throne,
amen,
waiting,
amen,
to come in the cloud of glory.
Amen.
Is anybody here that don't want to go back with Him? If there is, I'm afraid you're getting close to that time. I want to stay ready. I want to stay ready. Stay close to the Lord. I can't say that I've done great things in my time, but I've done a little bit. Done a little bit. You know, I was thinking one other thing I was going to say about thinking about these people back here in the Brock Building. I'm proud of those people. Thankful for those people. Think about Steve Hoffman. It drives that bus. And on Sunday morning, Michael drives the bus. I know what that is. I used to get up for a few years driving a bus to pick up students in Miamisburg, Bellbrook, and Centerville. But I'm thankful that I didn't see a lot of satisfaction there what happened. But I remember one little lady, Chinese lady. My sister was a bus captain and I was driving that bus. But she got that little girl to come to Sunday school and she got saved. And it wasn't too many years, her dad took her down in West Virginia someplace. They went over a mountain and it killed them both. But that little girl, one girl was saved. And all the trouble, the church in Centerville, all the expense, there was no price on that one girl. Remember one little young soldier came by one Sunday morning. His sister brought him. And he went to the altar and prayed and got saved. But about 2 weeks later, he got killed in Vietnam. So it pays to stay close to the Lord. We don't know when myself, I guess as I get older, I think, well, how much longer will I be around? I look at my grandchildren and I wonder, how long will Grandpa be there to play with them and to encourage them? I'm determined that when I'm gone, that they can say, Grandpa's up there. I was blessed, a boy growing up, raised by a good Christian mom and dad, grandmas and grandpas on both sides. I've been blessed. I just thank God for my heritage. Yes, amen. And I'm determined I want to leave a heritage for my grandchildren that they can remember Grandpa loved the Lord, and we determined to make heaven our home. So tonight, that's about all I have to say. You want to take place. May God bless every one of you. I love you all. And young people, hold on to the Lord. Of course, He's coming soon. So don't play around with the world. Hold on to God.
Thank you, Brother Rose, for that challenge. When the music comes, when Brother Rose was talking about be not deceived, if you'll notice, he kept bringing it back to the Word of God. You see, here's a problem about being deceived. You don't recognize it's happening. If you're truly being deceived, you don't know what's happening. You see, I can think that my hair's in place and my tie's straight. And it may not be, but I don't know it's not until I look in the mirror. And then I see I've been deceived. My hair's not in place and my tie isn't straight. That's what this Word of God does. It keeps us from being deceived. Thank you, Brother Rose. I want to be ready, don't you? Could you stand across the house? If that's your desire to be ready when Jesus comes, would you find a place to pray and just take the words to heart tonight and just pray that way? Say, Lord, I want to be ready when you come. Would you fill these altars all over the building? Just fill these altars. I want to be ready when you come. I want to be ready. I don't want to be deceived. I want to look into your word, Lord. I want to follow your word, listen to your word. Oh, hallelujah. There's a group of people that's going to be ready. Oh, hallelujah. Don't be deceived. Be ready. Don't be deceived. Be ready. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Are you ready?
Oh, hallelujah. Let's seek the Lord tonight. Why don't you just pray that way? I don't want to be deceived. I want to be ready.
Are you
I don't
ready?
Want to be deceived. I want to be ready.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
I don't want to be deceived. I want to be ready.